The following episode of Footy Prime the Podcast contains violence, coarse language, talking of shite, full frontal nudity, and adult scenes. Listener discretion is advised. BetMGM, the place for soccer in Canada, presents Footy Prime.
Oh, let's go!
Footy, footy, it's time to get this party started. It's the footy, footy, it's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, and your drinking JC. All we know and all we talk about is footy, footy. It's time to get this party started tonight.
Stop bossing us.
Oh, sorry. Stop it, Dan.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Ready? 3, 2, and 1.
Close the front door. Don't let all the...
We're not heating the street.
Cold air out.
Sorry, Charm.
Can I
go
to our sponsor's name now? Yeah. BetMGM, the place.
Oh, no.
We've got some speaker issues. Nope, that's fine now.
Went away.
Oh, it's... Yeah. What's that noise?
What is that noise? A creaking noise.
I think Jimmy... Jimmy, can you move? Jimmy froze. Jimmy froze.
He looks like...
He's totally frozen. There we go.
Not that kind of podcast.
Yeah.
Only fans.
Almost done.
Sorry, Sharms.
All right. Should we start again?
Yes, please.
No, we're leaving this.
Okay. This is so Footy Prime.
Hey, welcome everyone back to Footy Prime. It's as if we weren't even gone for a whole day, which we weren't. BetMGM, the place for soccer in Canada, presents Footy Prime as our post-coital hug continues from the World Cup.
Coitus.
Coital, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's coil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's post-World Cup talk.
It's been quite a World Cup.
some little mini pods. Mm-hmm. Full crew here. I'm James Sharman. We've got Amy Walsh. We've got Craig Forrest. Danielle Wongerton.
Hi.
We've got Jimmy Brennan. We've got Jeff Cole. So this week, we're going to do some little mini pods, some big questions around our beloved Canadian team, the men's team, after what we saw at the World Cup. Okay? So to start with, our first question, big question of the week, is this. Who becomes the face of Canadian soccer after the World Cup? Is it still Fonzie? Is it John David?
Ring, ring, what's that sound? Big question that needs answer. Ring.
What was the question again?
It's so nice, actually, not to worry about slickness and production value and just throw stuff in because it works. It's what we do best. So who becomes the face of Canadian soccer after this tournament? I mentioned Fonzie, you got John David in contention, Ishmael Kone maybe, Jesse Marsh, is he actually the face of this team? Or is it the beginning of a brand new generation that will redefine the national team? Dubsy, let's start with you.
Going to me first. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah. What do you think? Who's it going to be? Is there someone? Or is he still yet to emerge?
No, I think he's been with this team, but recovering from a hip injury that was quite devastating. And then he found his way back on the roster, but still played a peripheral role when he should have appeared sooner in matches, because I think he had 45 minutes in his legs, especially versus a team like Morocco, where this team generated lots of big chances, scored 9 goals over the course of the World Cup in Canada. But you need somebody with that killer instinct, somebody who's a true prolific scorer, and that person's Promise David. And I think coupled with his personality, we saw the way that Erling Haaland, I mean, obviously he's a world-class striker. I don't think that you can talk about Promise David in the same breath as Erling Haaland, even though they are built quite similarly. And the way that you would want Promise to play, like up top, that number 9 position, and you get devastating service into the box that he's able to bury and finish. I think he can look at Erling Haaland and look at what he's done in the game and pattern himself after that. That's the blueprint for success. But his personality and the way that he emerged and he endeared himself to the World Cup casuals, to the US audience. I think that Promise David has the on-pitch ability, even though he's still a little bit rough. There's a ton of potential. There's a really high ceiling. Even within the structure, within the system that Canada plays, I think we have our talisman, and his name's Promise David. So I think he's just waiting to emerge.
Hey, Wonger, is it as much about personality then, do you think, as it is footballing?
Absolutely. Especially if it matches your on pitch. I mean, Stefan Eustachio is a great captain Fonzie is a great captain if he's playing and but it's if you can match your personality and the on pitch play and they seem to be in sync, that is a recipe for just not just talisman, but hey, an opportunity to build a marketing brand around yourself, right? And I think that's where all of a sudden people go, oh, this kid has a I love personalities. And we talked about it, Sherms, how Canada Soccer has gone out of their way to increase the presence and accessibility. And I think we're in a place now that Canadians are allowed to show personality. Jimmy and Craig, I'm sure, like a lot of people didn't know them. Dubs didn't, we didn't know Dubs was as funny as she was going to be. You know, like this is not 20 years ago.
You still don't know.
20 years ago.
Still emerging.
Yeah. 20, 30 years ago, when these guys, when you guys were representing Canada, it wasn't even thought of, oh, who's going to be out there? It was basically the guy who's going to give your Sidney Crosby response, right? They put out someone who was going to be following the Canada Soccer line, whatever that line was. Now, you can say whatever you want, but say it in a certain way with diplomacy, with humor, and with feeling, and people will accept it. So I think Promise is absolutely one of those guys.
Jimmy, do you think we need that blend then of personality? Because we haven't got a Sidney Crosby, for example, in Canadian soccer, someone that is all world at the time, arguably the best player in the world. We haven't got that. If you have that, that's your guy, right? That's the face of the team. We haven't got Christian Sinclair in the men's team, right? That was a natural evolution. Even though Sinky wasn't the biggest personality in front of the cameras or off the pitch, her ability on it made her the face of the women's program. In fact, the face of Canadian soccer for a long time. So do we need to have that blend of personality plus ability at this point with this men's team?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, like personality does go a long way. And I think with Promise, you know, I agree with Dubs. I think he's going to be the guy moving forward once he gets fit and he starts scoring goals and they realize and understand how to play him in this national team to his strengths. I think he's going to be the next rising star and the big guy in the national team. You know, it's not, I get what you're saying, you know, the personality off the pitch. Yeah, he has it, but I think we do have players that do have personality on the pitch. When you watch like a Richie Larea, that's his personality. That's his character. He doesn't need to go speak in front of the cameras. You can see it because it comes out of him on that pitch when he's expressing himself. So, but Promise off the pitch. Yeah. He's a funny guy. He knows how to work the cameras. And then the other one is Alistair Johnson, who's got great personality, character. You know, so yeah, I think we've got a bit of a blend. We see certain characteristics coming out on the pitch with certain players, and then off the pitch, a different blend. So, yeah, I think it's nice to have both sides.
Craig, but we've got one player playing Champions League football for one of the biggest clubs in the world, in Alphonso Davies, who's coming off obviously a troubled World Cup. But surely it's got to still be him, hasn't it? He's playing for Bayern Munich. He's going to be playing against the biggest teams in the world on a weekly basis. Surely if it's not Fonzie, we're doing something wrong, right?
No? Yeah, I mean, on the surface of it, Alphonso is the guy. But, I mean, he hasn't been playing all that much for the national team. Even last cycle, he missed half the qualifying game. So, looking at the face of it, age comes into play. I mean, Alphonso's only, what, 25? But I look at a guy like Luc de Fougerolle, who's 20, who could be around for another three cycles. Mm-hmm. And at 20, on the pitch, he's really mature. Now, if he matures a little bit off the field and he has these leadership qualities that are going to show up, I think that we're going to see him as a face for the next 12 years or so. So, I think the ceiling's very high for this kid. He has not even made a Premier League appearance yet, but he's performing at a level that is way beyond his years, and I don't think he's far off it. His height's probably going to, you know, be a little bit of a factor at the top level, I think, you know, if he's playing in that center back position, not being overly tall. But he deals with that pretty well. And I thought overall, as a 20-year-old, he dealt with the pressures about as well as anybody could have done at this World Cup. So I'm going to say Luc de Fougerolles is going to be the face of for our national team for the next dozen years.
He's a good interview, too. He's good in front of the camera.
Great quite, interview. Quite a piece, yeah.
You know, yeah. With that. But he's still old playing.
Figure roles.
Yeah, exactly. But he's still... He's still right now. He's a Fulham player, but he's going to be loaned out probably to a lower division team. You'd think, don't you need the face though to be someone playing top level football at this point? Because you know we see them get together with Canada once every few months, and you know there's going to be maybe a Copa America. There's going to be a Gold Cup. There's going to be Nations League, and of course a World Cup to establish your Canadian brand. But
yeah,
you, on a week to week basis to be a face of a national team, don't you have to be in front of everyone, TVs, on the social media, everywhere?
Not necessarily. I mean, look at Mexico. Raul, a good example of a player who, you know, never played in at the top level, played in the Premier League, but now he's heading back to Wolves in the championship, going back a level, but he's still a major face of the Mexican national team. So you can get guys that show up. Look at Ochoa, the goalkeeper for Mexico. Nobody even knows who he is except for every 4 years. He pulls up and he's an absolute legend for that team.
And he got his swan song as well at this World Cup, which was
nice. That was a nice touch too.
Isn't though right now, isn't it still Jesse Marsh, isn't it? And Dubs, that's not a good thing. Not Jesse specifically, but when your manager, when the head coach is the face of the team, I'm not sure that demonstrates perhaps a naivety perhaps within Canadian soccer, don't you think?
I think it's just realistically where we are in our ascent, because we are ascending as far as the men's program is going. And they got their, only had a goal at a World Cup, and then they got their first point, they got their first win on to knockouts, first knockout win. So it was a historic World Cup. So you're making strides. So I think it's okay that the status quo at this point, that what Canada soccer on the men's side is known for, is Jesse Marsh as the manager and Alphonso Davies, who plays on a biggest stage, who plays for Bayern Munich, is on a huge contract, has a lot to prove himself going into this next season, but plays Champions League. So as you said, like the eyeballs are on him constantly. So that's good for the program and what's coming back to it. But what this program needs to continue to grow is that changes, that evolves, that you have the push from within, whether it's this U20 team, new faces there on the map, and they come in to senior camp and they push kind of that complacency out, that the mainstays that have been in there, even for this World Cup, that there's a cycle, there's turnover in that team and that new faces come to the fore. So the names that we've mentioned in the promise, Davis, we haven't even talked about Ismail Kone, who gets injured at this World Cup, but he's maybe the one who's on the cusp of the breakthrough to a top league, right? I think he's ready for it now, assuming his return to health goes as planned. And a Luc de Fougerolles, of course, makes a great point that he's a young talent, plays with so much composure, so much maturity that you project forward and he can be a part of this team for the next decade plus. So in order for this team to continue to develop, to continue to evolve, you need it to change from just Jesse Marsh and Alphonso Davies. It has to move on. And these players are known now. They've become household names. But now worldwide, the Canadian program has to be known for more than just those two guys.
I think also Moise Bembido has got to be in that conversation as well. If he gets 100%. Moved to, you know, a bigger club. I can't believe, Jimmy, we haven't even mentioned Jonathan David's name. He's coming off a poor World Cup. But we know what he can do. Whether it's at Juventus this year or he gets a move somewhere else at some point, it looks like he might be staying to fight for his spot, which I respect. But surely he's in contention. But that's a player that will be very much doing his talking on the pitch, because you're not going to get much from John David off the pitch.
No, and you're right. It's got to be on the pitch. And look, for him, it's just about scoring goals. If he can get back into that rhythm again and scoring goals the way that he did at Lille, then we'll be definitely talking about this individual, because we know that he can score goals. And it's finding the right position for him, which for me is a number nine, like he was at Lille, you know, getting a service, just being that fox in the box. So if he can get back to form, then he's definitely one of those players that we're going to be talking about, because he is at one of the best clubs in the world, Juventus.
And let's be honest, it won't take much for a player to become that. You know, you need a good club season, a dominant club season, maybe a half-decent club, some big performances for Canada on big stages, and suddenly, you know, it's not as if you have a Harry Kane or you have a Kylian Mbappe sitting there as the face of the team right now. That's just doesn't. We don't even know who it is right now. So that Marcelo Flores could have an incredible year at Tigres and show up for Canada and show what he has, and suddenly, oh, he's the new face. He's got the cool red cornrows, you know. And now suddenly, you know, all the kids are getting red cornrows, including us. Because
Jimmy would be the first. Let's be honest. 100%. He'd jump on that bandwagon.
I was. It wouldn't be great. Could red
cornrows. Oh, that's right. As a you did have the cornrows.
You know what? It's JC before Jimmy.
Marcelo Flores got it from JC.
Obviously,
maybe some kid comes to the forefront of the U20s coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he gets his chance with the main team. It's going to be a fun summer for that still to go, right? So it's, I think it's an interesting conversation. Who would that be?
But it's also great that Jesse Marsh has said, I'm going to take all of the pressure off of everyone, all my players, and be the lightning rod. He's going to be the face because he's the easiest face. And sometimes it's low-hanging fruit, but also because he has said, hey, this is my, I'm going to say whatever you don't say, and he does and allow the media and whoever to come after him. And I think that makes him, you know, he'll be the next 4 years. I think that's what his contract is. He's going to be jumping around our space for that 4 years. Like, you're going to get sick of Jesse Marsh at some point.
Dubs, very quickly before we leave, Women's World Cup coming up in 2027. Obviously, I mentioned it was Sinkies. She was a face for so many years. Since she's left, there isn't one per se player, I don't think, that's become that. I mean, Olivia Smith has a potential. Jessie Fleming still might be it. Who do you think it is right now, very quickly? Who is the face of the women's team?
I would say that Jeanine Sonnes and the way that she's performed for Denver, she's been outstanding. And her performance post her ACL, and she had a little bit of a cameo in Paris with that resilient performance by the team against all odds. So I'd say it's Fleming as the captain. Olivia Smith, certainly, because she's the top talent playing in a top setup for Arsenal, winning Young Player of the Year when she was at Liverpool. She's the one I think that has the highest ceiling. But then you've got the push with the youth coming through, like the Kaylee Hunters, who's tearing things up for AFC Toronto in the Northern Super League, and Annabelle Chukwu, who might be the next big thing. So again, there it's the balance that Stoney has to find as the head coach of our women's national team, to keep pushing on the players who have brought this team to this point, but then sprinkle in that new talent and give them a chance and meaningful minutes to really come out and emerge on that grand stage.
And Sonnes knows her brand as well, though, right? Mm. We saw in TSN during the World Cup, smart for her. Mm-hmm. Get a face out there, that voice out there.
But it is interesting, sorry, just before that, we haven't, you know how we think of Jesse Marsh with the Canadian national team? We don't really feel that with Casey Stoney, or at least I don't, where you're like, oh, she's going to be out there and she's not familiar to us yet. And I think as someone who doesn't consume, who started to consume soccer in Canada, but she has to almost make an introduction to herself on the to the nation on a media level. And I don't think she has.
But not like her predecessor.
Not like her predecessor with a drone.
Oh. I'd argue that because the women's team, they obviously have a lot to prove at World Cup still. Like, their best ever performance was fourth place at the 2003 World Cup. The success so far has been via Olympics. So they're a team that's known. So she almost has the luxury of not having to be public facing. She can let the players and the team do that for her. And I'll throw two other names in the mix who are defenders, but Vanessa Gill and what she's done over the last 2 years has been remarkable. And then Jade Rose, coming off the back of her first professional year playing for Man City, is a talent that you need to be paying attention to.
Well, good conversation. I want to hear from you, listeners, viewers, your thoughts on who is the next face of both the men's and the women's program here in Canada. Footy Prime is brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Legendary.
Till next time.
What? Bye-bye. Legendary.
Ring, ring. What's up, sound? Big question that needs answering.
What was the question again?
Footy Prime is brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/footyprime and subscribe. Leave us some comments. We'd love to hear those. And check us out on Instagram at footyprimeig and on Twitter at footy_prime. And check out wearefootyprime.com. Sign up for our newsletter.